very stark mechazik that everybody has to mechazik in any Shabbos. The reason behind it, part this comes out from many Mephorshim, is stating Gemara that the year that you don't blow shofar at the beginning, it's the year that there's a danger of Mariyan Lebasifa, that bad things can happen afterwards. The way to counteract it is, the Gedalim say, even before this war started, that the reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos is because we will mechabed Shabbos so much that we're willing to be mevater on tkiyas shofar in order that chas v'shalom one yid shouldn't come chas v'shalom to chilul Shabbos. And one of the Gedalim speak out that the chilul Shabbos that's involved in it is relatively minor because he's misasik. He has it in his hands and he doesn't think and he goes and bats him his potter. But after Pekin, we love Shabbos so much that we're willing to forego the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar in order that Yana shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. So in order for us to get back the gain, to gain back the loss that we had of lack of Tkiyas Shofar, can only be if we work like them in growing in Kovod Shabbos. Avad Yashul in Hilchus Shabbos, because it can't be Mechavad Shabbos, I don't know Hilchus Shabbos. But in Hilchus Shabbos alone, the focus would seem to be on Kovod Shabbos, because that's what the whole Vitur came from. Because of Kovod Shabbos, we couldn't bear that Shabbos should have something going wrong with it. So, maybe when I was asked to speak, I didn't know what to speak about. So the only thing we decided to speak about is Kiddush Friday night. But Kiddush Friday night is a massive sugya. So I picked out a few inyonim from which you see the inyonim of Kovod Shabbos that you see in Kiddush Friday night, the inyonim and halacha lemaisa. And these few inyonim. We'll see how far we get to. We'll see what Shemaya. The Rechabe says in Tzim Reishayin Aleph that it's also litim klum kodim shikadosh. In order to taste anything at all before Kiddush, even water. And he continues, even if you started beforehand, and then you come on to the cases of Peres Mapa Mekadosh. The Mechaber says later on that even though it's also to taste before Kiddush, but if you did taste before Kiddush, you can make Kiddush. Anyway, you could have thought that you're not Mechuyot to make Kiddush anymore, or you don't make Kiddush anymore. Halacha is you do make Kiddush. So this halacha is very hard to understand, because we very often find in many halachas, you're not allowed to eat an achilas keva before tkiyas shofar, before hadlakas neiros, before tkiyas shofar, what? Before megillah, before bedikas chometz, everything is like that. And there the issur is to eat an achilas keva. Achilas keva means yesu mikabetz pas, or drinking a large amount of wine or schnapps. And the reason why it's asur is because Chazal were afraid that if you start eating something chashuv, you may get stuck into it and be nimshach. You don't find anywhere a halacha that you're now allowed to drink a bit of water beforehand. The chaymer over that case of the yetz v'kibetz pas, the case where it's more chomer is before davening in the morning, where you're not allowed to eat at all. Limud from Sukkim, and not eat at all before davening. But even over there, water you're allowed to drink. And suddenly over here it becomes a halacha, now that I even drink water before davening. What's pshat? Before Kiddush. What's pshat? The Gemara in Psochim, Daf Kufei, says that there's a metzius called Shabbos Kovan Nafsho. Shabbos fixes itself in. What does that mean? By maestros, you're not allowed to eat from food before maestro was taken. But if it hasn't yet reached the state of permanence, it hasn't yet been brought into a house yet, then you're allowed to eat achilas arai, a temporary eating in the field, before you bring it into your house. But Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat anything beforehand, even if maestro hasn't been taken yet, if maestro hasn't been taken yet, even if it hasn't yet come into the house. Why? Because Shabbos is so choshuv that anything you eat on Shabbos is called achilas keva. Shabbos kovo nafsho, and anything you eat on Shabbos is called achilas keva. So the Fidur Ashbam, Pshat would come out, that the reason why you're not allowed to eat or drink anything before Kiddush is because you're not allowed to eat achilas keva before Kiddush. Same as everywhere else. just Achilas Keva on Shabbos has a different definition than Achilas Keva during the week. Achilas Keva during the week is a solid chunk of cake or a solid piece of something. Achilas Keva on Shabbos is everything, because the Chashivus of Shabbos upgrades anything you eat from an Achilas Arei to Achilas Keva. What? I'm talking about for Kiddush Friday night. It's easier if you ask questions afterwards, Moshe, yeah? The Hagoyin Moshe Shlembuch Shlita in Moedim Uzmanim, Chile Gimel, from way back when, says the Moedim Kavot, and he puts these two halachas together. There's this other kash over here that says, even though it's also to eat before Kiddush, but if you eat, you can still make Kiddush anyway. And this is Machlikas in Gemara. One man the Omer holds that once you ate, you can't make Kiddush anymore. You have to wait till the morning, and you don't eat in the morning, and then you make Kiddush after that for the beginning of the Suda. What's right in that? If somebody's over and over, does something wrong, he should just keep on that way. So Rav Sternberg says, he says, it brings rise to this from Yishayim, this Marach, much more than I'm going to say it now. The time doesn't allow. But it's beautiful if you have a chance, the Shtikl Simen Reish Mem Hei. It's in Chelik, it used to be at least, in Chelik Gimel of Moedim Uzmanim. I'm not sure where it is in the new edition. It's a Shtikl on Psochim, on Pesach. He says that the Chashivus of Shabbos is such that the first thing you eat when Shabbos comes in should be being Mekadosh Shabbos. Just to eat other things, and Kiddush happens agav, or as part of the big package of the whole meal, you have your schnitzel, you have your chicken, you have your chicken soup, you have your fish, you have everything else, and you also have Kiddush, das kenish sein. The first thing you do when Shabbos comes in has to be Kiddush. You find many halachas geboitan that as soon as you come home from shul, you're supposed to be Mekadosh straight away. There are a lot of halachas geboitan, this inyan, that the first thing. There are Yisraelim that hold that the Yisod of Kiddush is Kiddush. You're making Shabbos. You're being Mekadosh Shabbos. Mainly, he says, once the first thing that has to be done is Kiddush, and the reason why we make Kiddush on a Yayin Zok there is because you make Kiddush on wine, that makes the Kiddush more Choshev. We made Kiddush already in Davening, some Yisraelim at least. Yisraelim Achreinim. You yates the Kiddush be'etzim by Tefillah. You may have kavanah not to make that your main kiddush, but by davening itself you can make kiddush. The Rashba, other Yisraelim say the yisod of kiddush is to, when Shabbos comes in, to say the words of the chashivus of Shabbos. So why do we make kiddush on aliyayin after that? Because anything that's done on wine is made much more chashuv. So therefore you should make kiddush straight away on wine. You make kiddush on wine, and it should be the first thing you're doing because that shows how much you're being machshiv Shabbos by making that your kiddush is going to be the first thing that you do straight away at the beginning of the meal. Therefore, he says, there's a tzad in the Gemara. It's a machlikas in the Gemara alein that if you forgot to make kiddush and you started eating already, it's too late. You can't do something first, second. If you already started Yesuda, the kiddush now will not have the maila that kiddush is supposed to have. That was the first thing you did at the beginning of Shabbos. There's one man, the Omer, that holds that once you ate already, it's too late. You've messed it up. You've ruined it. We don't pass him like that. But even though we don't pass him like that, but we still say the halacha is, so he explains this first halacha, that you can't eat anything beforehand. Because once you ate anything else beforehand, even a cup of water, it's not going to be first. And first has to be first. Therefore, though, we see either path you're going with, either Shabbos Kovanavshin is called kfius, anything you eat on Shabbos, or because of chashivos, it's dafka, something that's being eaten as eating. Memela, if somebody's a chela. Very often you find medicines have to be taken half an hour before the meal. People think of it that the doctor decided, once he said half hour before, once he said half hour after. Pshat is, because if medicine is taken together with food, it gets diluted on the way into the system, and memela doesn't have the same effect. There could be other reasons as well, but that's the most positive reason. So if somebody has to take medicine a half an hour before the meal, he has to take it before Kiddush. Is he allowed to? So Mr. Brewer brings a case if somebody wants to rinse his mouth out. Rinse his mouth out is easier. He's not after swallowing anything. But the place can say chlor. This is not called ti'ima. And it doesn't can't become a keva. Keva is, if you eat something on Shabbos, it has the chesivos of Shabbos upgrading it. That's only if you eat something on Shabbos. But if you're not eating anything, just taking medicine, it's not going to be a problem. Hu adin, if you can't get the medicine down without a liquid, you're allowed to drink water to get it down. Juice, you're not allowed to drink, because juice has already chesivos. Even if you're only using it to take down the medicine, well, ma'aseh juice has a chesivos. There are places that do say, though, and it could come strike negea to the ladies in the summertime, that it's still before Shkia, when Mekabel Shabbos is very early in the summer, and the women are very busy at Shabbos non-stop, trying to get Shabbos put together. And when Shabbos finally comes, they light the candles, and suddenly they're very thirsty. So there is a strike mokum lahoko to drink l'chalapachas water before Shkia. It could be even ben ashmoshes. It's a gamsa sugya, but there is a shtarka makom lahokal, such a matzav before skia. The husband went off to shul. He'll be back in an hour and a half. And they can't make kiddush now, because some bayis is going to be wrecked. So they could have an itzah to drink water at that time beforehand. It's one Indian. Another Indian, kiddush starts with vayechulu. Some people stand, some people sit. Some people stand part, some people sit part. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch brings all these days. Yesh Oimrim. V'Oimri Vaychulu Mu'umad, the Chaver says, Dr. Amo, you could stand B'Shas Kiddush, but it's better to sit. Dr. Amo Vaita, the minhag is to sit, Imo Yosei Vaychulu. But when they start, they stand a bit in the beginning. So you're seeing everything there. Standing a bit, standing. The reason to stand by Vaychulu itself is because Vaychulu is an Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We'll get back to that in 1 minute to be clearer. The reason to stand by Yemashishi Vaychulu HaShemayim is as covered the same Hashem. Yemashishi Vaychulu HaShemayim is Rosh HaTevet Yud Kei Vav Kei, the same Hashem. And that's past us why we say Yemashishi beforehand. Even though Be'etim is only part of a Pasuk. And when you start back from Vayer Vaychulu Yemashishi, it's also part of a Pasuk. Because the Pasuk beforehand, V'alikim is Kodesh Haros, V'ini Tev Ma'id. Some Sefer and Tshuvas writes that we don't want to say the first part of the Pasuk, because there's a Medrash that says, Toiv Ma'id Zua Misa. So you don't want to mention it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to say only half of a Pasuk. So some Sefer, you're stuck. And if you're stuck, you're allowed to say only half of a Pasuk. Other Sefer Shatis is an Asnachto there, Asnachto Zahafsik. Whatever it's going to be. But this Amira that you're saying Vayechulu now, Agav, the Goyin brings a Medrash, Yom Hashishi. The Hey of Hashishi is a remez for Tosfos Shabbos. And therefore you say the Hey when Shabbos comes in, which is the time that you have the Tosfos Shabbos between the beginning, the Shesh Shmei Breishis, till Shabbos Aleim. But this Vayechulu Aleim, we say it three times. Why do we say it three times? This came out nothing we say three times. We say it once in Shemoneh Esrei. We say it once after Shemoneh Esrei, and they'll say it again when you come home by Kiddush. Why do we say it all three times? The first time you say Kiddush, you say Vayechulu in Shemoneh Esrei. That is the Ikar Amira Vayechulu. The second, and then you're saying it together with the whole Tzibur. Agav, it's got to bear in mind that the Olam thinks that the Ikar is to say it with two. They know there's a Chazon who says you don't need eight, because Baruch doesn't need eight. The Ikar to say Vayechulu is with the Tzibur of a minion, 10 people. And therefore, Shmuel Zalman says, Allah Chalamaisa, if you're nearing the end of Shemoneh Esrei, in the middle of Elikai Nitzor, if you said the first Yul Rotzen, you're allowed to say Vayechulu in the middle of Elikai Nitzor. Just like you're allowed to say Kedusha, you're allowed to answer, Mein Yesh Mei Rabo, you're allowed to say Vayechulu as well, in order to say it with the whole Tzibur. Because of the Chashivus of Amiris Vayechulu. Why do we say it the second time afterwards? Because since when, what?
We said that?
Which that say during Elikai Nitzor, Shem Zalman. I saw it afterwards, I think, by Shul Kamnetsky as well, but Shem Zalman says it clear. It's a Chshivas Vayechulu. What's in a minute is what Chshivas Vayechulu is. That's what I'm trying to bring out, that Vayechulu is not just an Amira. Why do you say it the second time afterwards? Because when Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, so we didn't say Vayechulu in Shemoneh Esrei. Wait, we say it afterwards. Okay. It's unusual that we have to replace it that way, because anyway, we're going to say it by Kiddush. Why do we say it by Kiddush? What?
Yom Kippur,
Yom Kippur you don't? Or any time Shabbos goes? Oh, Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur from the
Oh, yeah. The Nusach in the Pesach means because of every Yom Tif. But you're right, in Yom Kippur is more Mokrach. Why do we say it by Kiddush afterwards? Kedeli Hoytzi Bonu Vubnei Beisai. So might say, you always have it. You have one by Chulu at the end, and everything is fine. Okay, one have a mile of a minion. Let's say that. So you have it. Where does all this extra come from? So what is Vayichulu? If you understand what Vayichulu is, then there's a lesson of the Zohar HaKadosh, and in the Zohar HaKadosh, for example, the Zohar HaKadosh, and when you see the Zohar HaKadosh, you see how you're supposed to say Vayichulu. He means lesson Zohar HaKadosh, Boy Barnash, the Misa Tzadus Odo, a person needs, not wants to, or should do, he needs to, say the Eidus of Vayichulu, bechedva with happiness, berusu de liba with merzik erotzen, lahasodo kamei more to say edus in front of his master, dumhei menusa de ebush alein, and anybody who says this edus, mechaper al kol chivoy, it's mechaper in all those averis. There must be something very, very special. But what is it? What is the Vayichulu? So we've seen the Zalman in Shalmi Shabbos, it's brought, said a merzik deher. It's good to hear it and put it back into our Vayichulus when Shabbos comes. So Mizalman says, the Gemara says, somebody who's damaged Zerif Shabbos says Vayichulu, Ma'ale olav akosuf kilu nasa shutuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Breishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts it as if it becomes a shutuf Maaseh Breishis. You're a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world 5,783 and a bit years ago. I can't go over to somebody who has a business running for many, many years and say, I want to become a partner in your business from when you started. I can invest now and become a partner from now on, but I can't become a partner 5,700 years ago. So what's that? It's already finished then. Oh. So it's from Zalman. There's an Archaim HaKodesh in Breishis. The Archaim HaKodesh says, Ki sheishis yomim also Hashem tzashmayim v'asar. Because Baruch Hu created the world 6 days. How would we have written it? He bis sheishes yom. The Kodesh Baruch Hu spent 6 days creating the world. What does it mean? He sheishes yom. Says the Archaim HaKodesh that the Gemara says that when the world was created, the world was shaking and not firm till Shabbos came and made the whole world firm and safe. Says the Archaim HaKodesh that B'Shas HaBriya, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world to last for 6 days. Shabbos came along and made that the world has a kiyum forever. No, sorry, and made that the world has a kiyum. But the kiyum the world has is Al Yidei Shabbos, it has a kiyum for another 6 days. And when the next Shabbos comes, again, Al Yidei people keeping Shabbos, it's a kiyum for another 6 days. The Archaim HaKodesh goes through a cheshbon there, that Mibriya Sa'ilim Ba'ad Hayoyim, there was always somebody in the world keeping Shabbos. Medicine, there's always somebody in the world keeping Shabbos. Every 6 days, when Shabbos comes, the world gets reinvigorated, re-strengthened, and the world exists for another 6 days. When you say Vayichulu, and when you're acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and then on Shabbos he stopped and created Menucha, and he gave its Kol Yisrael, by us saying it with an acknowledgement, as the Zohar Kodesh says, when you say it, B'chedus HaBruz Liba, then we're becoming a Shutif in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation for the next week. We're a Shutuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Breishis. Not the Maaseh Breishis from 5,783 years ago. The Maaseh Breishis that's going to go from Shabbos Parshas Tildis to carry us through the next week till Shabbos Parshas Vayetzi. Mele, the whole Amira Vayechulu is not the under Amira. And therefore, you have to say it 3 times. One time, Iker Amira, Teich Shmein Esu, the whole Tzibur together, davening Tzil B'Tzibur. That's one thing. And Yom Tov, we don't have that. And Yom Kippur, we don't have it later either. We don't have it. Don't have it after later either. May the Fiyomtif put in an extra one there in order that it should exist. But never the family at home doesn't have it. May you have to say it again for the family at home. Standing up, sitting down, that's already telling them in Hogim. Yeshem, you stand up by a hulu, because it's an Eidus. Eidus, Eidim have to stay standing. V'chein Vaita. Abba Vayachulu, the Amira Vayachulu is an Amira of Kovod Shabbos and Godless of Shabbos. That's where time allows. Yeah. What?